Hey, the weather hasn't been great here recently. Typical summer weather, really. Damp. But we've got plenty to talk about, never mind the weather. World economies are shaking, and it makes a real change for us to be sitting here in Northern Ireland, watching young people rioting, businesses burning, and the police charging with riot shields over there in London, etc. We've even sent over a few of our armoured Land Rovers and a water cannon to help out the police in London. You must admit, it does make a change, eh? Also, I've just got all my accounts info off to the accountant, and my book is at the nearly final stage of being proofread by a couple of people, so I've got time to produce another show and blather away about the sort of stuff I usually waffle on about. That okay with you all? Dead on, like. So I haven't talked much about the language over here for a while. I'm forever using expressions or hearing friends use them and thinking, I must include that on the show. Of course, by that time I've forgotten most of them. But we do use an awful lot of quaint or different expressions. The one I just used a minute ago was often used in a sarcastic manner. Aye, dead on, like. It means we think someone is telling us an unlikely story. A good Belfast expression of disbelief would be to say, "You're crackers. Your head's cut." Or perhaps, "Your head's a marley." A marley is a marble, by the way. Another good one is, "Sometimes I think there's air getting in." We do quite a lot of this banter and lark, because we really don't like anyone getting above themselves or getting airs about themselves. A stuffed shirt will get pretty short shrift in Northern Ireland. A great compliment about someone would be to say, "He's just himself, like, very down to earth." If someone is pretty astute, pretty canny, as we might put it, we might say, "There's no flies on him now," or, "Any flies on him's paying ground rent." I can remember the former chief constable of Northern Ireland, the head of our police force, when he retired, bought a boat and kept it in the same little private marina in Donaghadee, where I was working on rebuilding my boat. He would arrive down with two hefty bodyguards, but they'd stay in the car in the upper yard, near where I was working, and read the paper or whatever. Sir John would go on into the main part of the marina and fitter away at his boat, and sure, why wouldn't he? It's a very relaxing occupation. One day he got chatting to one of my friends there, and this friend said to him, "You're John, aren't you?" He replied, "Well, Sir John, actually." And this guy said, "Aye, well, down here you're just John, right?" And that's just the way we are. If someone gets too full of themselves, we'll maybe say something like, "You're taking a hand out of me now, aren't you?" Watching two people trying to come to some agreement, say like one buying a car off the other, can be very entertaining, not to mention educational. To buy a car, you need to put on your old duds, the worst and dirtiest pair of jeans you can find, with an old dirty pullover or whatever. You want to look like you're having three halfpence to rub together. And take one, or better still, two friends with you, dressed in a similar fashion. You don't want them to see you coming now. In other words, think you're an easy touch. And you're made of money, like. How little were you looking for it anyway? £1,000? You're kidding me. You must be joking now. Come on now, have a wee bit of sense. One car's not worth a quarter of that. Your friend can interject at this point. Look at the rust under here, as he sticks a screwdriver into the door sill. Ach, I went have a bit of sense now. You get the idea, I'm sure. The same thing can apply in a shop. How much is that now? Oh, as much as that, eh? Ach, sure, you'll give me a wee bit off it now, won't you? Wee bit of discount? Ach, you're a decent man yourself. And would you not throw the other one in with it now? Bargaining and haggling are just a way of life around here, you know. Never pay the full price if you don't have to. I heard of a Scotsman who was haggling in the old city of Jerusalem for some antique. He'd bit the boy down from 800 shekels to about 80, and then he told the shop owner he didn't want it after all. "If you're prepared to sell it for that little," he said, "sure it couldn't be genuine."